USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time in 3 weeks, gas prices are below $3.40 a gallon. AAA showing the national average for regular is down a half cent, just under that $3.40 a gallon mark. This after President Biden announced on Tuesday that 50 million gallons of oil would be released from reserves, to which Republican Senator from Pennsylvania Pat Toomey tells Fox News,
"This isn't going to work. The Strategic Petroleum Reserve, he releases some oil from that. The swing producers in OPEC can decide to just scale back what they produce to make sure that the prices stay high."
Economic growth in the United States is seeing a slight bump. The Commerce Department saying the GDP grew by 2.1% between July and September. Officials also noted the continued impact of the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Jury deliberations are in their second day in the Georgia trial of the three men charged with killing Ahmed Aubrey. Aubrey shot while running through a Brunswick neighborhood last year. The defendants in the case claim they thought he was a burglar and they were trying to carry out a citizen's arrest. They faced life in prison if fully convicted. A federal court ruling is sending shockwaves through the pharmacy industry.
A federal jury in Ohio is finding Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS Health responsible for fueling the opioid epidemic that has ravaged towns and cities all across the nation. The decision marks the first time that a jury has delivered a verdict in a case against the national pharmacy chains. A trial judge will now decide how much the pharmacy must pay in damages. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade set to air tomorrow on NBC. The parade begins at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
Greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
More than 2 million passengers are being screened at the nation's airports each day as they travel for Thanksgiving. The TSA saying at least 2 million people have gone through security checkpoints each day since last Thursday. The highest mark came last Friday when more than 2.2 million passed through security. Scott Kirby is the CEO of United Airlines. He tells NBC's Today Show his airline is ready for all the passengers.
We're excited to welcome back, almost normal crowds, almost to pre-pandemic levels, to be back to connecting families and uniting friends and family. And the good news is also the weather, at least for now, keep our fingers crossed, looks pretty good across the country. So expect to have relatively smooth operations over this busy holiday weekend.
The State Department making a big announcement ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday.
The State Department announced Taiwan is among the 110 invitees in its upcoming Democracy Summit. Taiwan was invited to join other nations, including the United Kingdom and Japan, at the December 9th through 10th virtual summit. It should be noted the final list leaves out several U.S. partners, such as Turkey, a member of NATO. And China does not like it when companies and international organizations treat Taiwan as an independent entity. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More news can be found online by going to usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.